Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Wednesday, September 30th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news registration for the 2020 Hardy County Magical Christmas Parade is open. Discounted registration is available now at $35 and will raise to $65 after October 30th. You can register by going to hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Kelly Educational Services is looking for a Polk County School substitute teacher. You must have a high school diploma and at least 30 completed college credit hours. The Palms of Sebring is looking for a groundskeeper, minimum 1 year verifiable experience working in lawn and yard maintenance. Commercial experience is preferred. And Comcast is looking for a part-time sales consultant. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, 1 to 3 years related experience, enjoyment of interacting with others, and a commitment to world-class service. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 72 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 55.4 degrees Fahrenheit, Relative humidity is 57%. Winds northeast at 11.5 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.06 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:12 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, partly sunny in the morning, to mostly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 30%. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, north the winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. and the U.K. wrapped up the fourth round of trade talks recently, with negotiators working on 16 different chapters of the proposed deal covering food safety rules, market access, and financial services during the meetings. The U.K. Department of International Trade indicates significant progress has been achieved since launching negotiations in May. The fifth round of talks will take place in mid-October. Farmers and ranchers can now begin applying for a new round of federal aid to help offset losses related to the COVID-19 pandemic. For the latest version of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, the USDA expanded the program to include more types of losses and more crops. For example, grapes, wheat, potatoes, and sunflowers have been added to the hundreds of crops and commodities eligible for aid. A new report by the American Farm Bureau Federation provides an in-depth examination of the causes and price implications resulting from extreme market volatility in the cattle industry. According to alphafarmers.org, the Cattle Market Working Group, made up of 10 state Farm Bureau presidents, spent more than 2 months investigating factors that led to market disruptions following the Holcomb packing plant fire and the pandemic. The report supplies state and county Farm Bureau organizations with deep insight and policy considerations as policy recommendations for 2021 are debated.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Peanut harvest is certainly off to a slow start this year. This according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We see just 11% of the peanut crop harvested nationally by September 27th. Well behind the five-year average of 19% and last year's 23%. We see harvest progress behind schedule for peanuts in 7 of the 8 major production states. The only state with progress ahead of average is Texas, farther to the west where it's drier. And we see particular delays in some of the bigger states in the southeast. Georgia, for example, just 8% of the peanuts harvested. Five-year average is 19%.
In addition to the harvest progress concerns, there's also been some declines in quality in certain areas.
With all that rain, we have seen some declines in peanut condition. Currently 63% good to excellent. Last week, 68%. 11% very poor to poor. That's up from 8% last week. Even with the decline, we're still seeing a better looking crop for the most part than last year when we were at 55% good to excellent, 12% very poor to poor.
One of the hardest hit areas was Florida, where their crop is currently reported at 25% poor to very poor, in part due to the impact of Hurricane Sally.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. U.S. consumer confidence rebounded more quickly in September than most economists had expected. The Conference Board's Index of Consumer Confidence rose sharply to a reading of 101.8, up from 86.3 in August, largely due to a more favorable view on current business and labor market conditions. U.S. home prices rose at a faster pace in July as the housing market continues to show strength.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index rose 3.9% in July from a year earlier, up from a 3.5% annual gain in June. Phoenix, Seattle, and Charlotte, North Carolina reported the biggest year-over-year gains. 16 of the cities saw prices rise at a faster pace than they did in June.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, markets retreated on Tuesday, S&P down 16, the Dow down 131, NASDAQ down 32. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The expanded Major League Baseball playoffs got underway Tuesday with four games. Garrett Cole struck out 13 in New York's 12-3 win over Cleveland. Cole says he appreciated pitching with a large lead.
It forces you to be aggressive. Solo home run doesn't beat you, and solo home run obviously doesn't tie the game or, you know, lose the lead.
Blake Snell, Fan 9, at Tampa Bay's 3-1 win over Toronto.
I love the playoffs. You know, I hope we can be in the playoffs every year. But it's just the pressure of, you know, of the game itself. It just makes it makes you wake up a lot more excited, a lot more focused and ready to go.
Chicago beat Oakland 4-1. White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson, who was 3-for-4 with a run scored, says he's enjoying his first big league postseason experience.
You want to perform in big games like this, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we're playing the same game. You know, we was able to, you know, come out and get the win.
Oakland must win game 2 today at home to avoid another early playoff exit. This is SRN Sports. The final playoff game saw Houston beat Minnesota 4-1. Astros outfielder Michael Bradley, who hit a two-run single in the night, says their previous playoff experience helped them pull out this victory.
We have a veteran team that was in the postseason last year with a lot of guys returning. Did a great job in the ninth of just putting pressure on them. You know, we capitalized on a big opportunity, and that's a team win.
There will be 8 more games, the best of 3 series today. The Tennessee Titans have suspended in-person activities through Saturday after the NFL says 3 team players and 5 personnel tested positive for the coronavirus. With his Steelers set to play at Tennessee Sunday, Coach Mike Tomlin says they have been ready for the possibility that one of their games could be postponed due to the pandemic.
We got to be light on our feet, be ready to adjust and have a hardcore plan. We're ready to live that out. We understand the uncertainty, but we got to have a high level of professionalism and singular focus in spite of that.
Tomlin says they're preparing as if they will play the Titans. Minnesota is also suspended in-person activities. The Titans beat the Vikings in Minneapolis 2 days ago. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day, a study in the Washington Post says that women have better verbal skills than men. I just want to say to the authors of that study, duh. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County News. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.